It's March 7th. This is Full Press Kraken. I'm Rich Anselmo. The Anaheim Ducks are making a visit to Climate Pledge Arena to play the Kraken tonight. The Ducks head into this game feeling good after a 3-2 win against the Canadiens. Anaheim accounted for 33 penalty minutes in the game. In addition, they had three chances with the advantage and were able to score two power play goals. The Ducks had a decent showing in the win. For the game, they scored on three of the 33 shots they took. Ducks opponents have totaled 220 power play opportunities and have scored 58 goals on those chances. The Ducks have seen 2,483 shots taken against them and have a save percentage of .898. Anaheim has tried 1,837 shots and has a shooting percentage of 8.6%. While at even strength, the Ducks have given up 196 goals while scoring 128 of their own. Anaheim comes into the game with 182 power play chances, and they have scored 30 goals on those, giving them a rate of 16.48%. For the season, the Ducks have 50 points, and their points percentage is .397. Overall, the Ducks have scored 158 goals for the season and have given up 254. The guy in the crease tonight should be John Gibson. The opposition has scored 1,121 goals against Gibson in his career, and his goals against average per game is 2.79. Gibson has played in 421 games over the course of his NHL career. His save percentage is .913 for the 24,090 minutes he's played. He has an overall record of 179, 171, and 58, and he has started in 412 games. Gibson has accounted for 226 quality starts, and his percentage for quality starts is .549. Gibson has had 12,896 shots against him and has made 11,775 total saves. When they were on the ice last, Seattle played the Avalanche and got a 3-2 win. They had five power play chances but weren't able to score a goal. They did take 35 shots on goal during the game. For the season, the Kraken have 221 goals, 78 points, and a points percentage of .619. They have given up 197 goals, 150 at even strength, and 47 while they were shorthanded. The Kraken have 183 goals at even strength and 37 while on the power play. The Kraken have had 186 power play chances, and their percentage is 19.89%. Seattle has put up 1,897 shots and has a shot percentage of 11.6% while allowing the opposition 1,747 shots. They have a penalty kill rate of 74.18% on the opposition's 182 power plays, and their save percentage is .887. The Kraken will most likely have Philip Grubauer in goal. The opposition is averaging 2.55 goals per game, and he has surrendered 692 goals in his career. Grubauer's quality start percentage is 54.9%, and he has 146 quality starts. He has started in 266 games. His ice time sits at 16,267 minutes. Grubauer holds a lifetime mark of 138, 103, and 29, and has been in the net for 296 games. He's recorded 7,211 saves out of the 7,903 shots attempted against him, which gives him a save percentage of .912. The Kraken have scored 221 goals in 63 games entering tonight, compared to the 213 they scored last season in 82 games. Seattle features 16 players with at least 20 points, the most of any team in the NHL this year, and the first team to do that since both Colorado and Minnesota did it in the 2019-20 season. Well, here's some numbers to look at. Defensemen Jamie Oleksiak and Will Borgen, each with 17 points, project out to join the 20-point club, while they are also posting stellar defensive stats. Yanni Gord's overtime winner Sunday in Colorado was his 10th of the season, making him the 13th Kraken player to hit that mark, and that's tops in the NHL, and matching Florida's 13 last season. Oleksiak with 8 goals and the hot Morgan Geeky with 7 are both within striking distance. The trade deadline is come and gone, and what a difference a year makes. At this time last season, the Kraken were buried in the standings, and general manager Ron Francis was busy on NHL trade deadline day. Francis traded away any player who was an unrestricted free agent, resulting in 6 players being moved, and he collected a lot of draft picks and freed up space. This year's trade deadline hit last Friday, and Francis and the Kraken did, well, nothing. Doesn't come as a surprise. Francis had been saying all week, commenting on how no major moves should be the expectation. Francis said, quote, "I've said all along, I like our group. We did a lot of the work in the summertime, and I think we're seeing the results on the ice with our players. And we liked this group, like I said, and felt that giving them the chance to get into the playoffs, which we all want to do, and I think they've earned that opportunity." Trades to improve your team don't have to happen in March. Francis referred to the 8 new faces on the team versus last year. Many of those contributors did come during the summer. Oliver Bjorkstrand came to Seattle for a 3rd and 4th round pick. With the prices thrown around in the last couple of weeks, there was no way Seattle would have picked up a player of his caliber for less. Daniel Sprong has had a breakout season for the Kraken, and he was a guy that Francis first acquired during last spring's trade deadline and brought him back this fall. They also picked up Elli Tolvanen off waivers from Nashville for nothing in December, and he's turned into a great point producer this year. Was there a Tolvanen type of player available at this deadline? One that would cost 0 draft picks and still have some time left on their contract? Highly unlikely. And it was more of a rental market this year, according to Francis. Quote, "If you get into the rental market, you're giving up assets, whether that's prospects, whether that's players or picks, to get someone you're going to use for a few months. You're hopeful that you get to the Stanley Cup final and you win it. That's what the rental market is all about. We look at multiple things. We look at our team. We like our team. It's been a good team all year. They've shown they can win and compete against the best in the league, so we're comfortable with our group." For the team, hearing that your general manager has that kind of faith in the group, as is, has to be a motivating force moving forward. Francis said he's spoken with some individual players, but was hoping to get to address the group, as will head coach Dave Hextall. Quote, "They've played hard for each other all season long. I don't think that's going to change here once we get beyond the deadline. If anything, probably relax a little bit because it's a nervous time of year. You never know what's going on. There are all kinds of rumors and stuff. So they can put that in the rearview mirror and focus on the task at hand, and that's winning hockey games and getting into the playoffs." End quote. Now, there were rumors right up to the noon deadline on Friday. League insiders reported that Seattle was in on Philadelphia Flyers forward James Van Riemsdyk and Anaheim Ducks defenseman Jonathan Klingberg. There were also reports that Francis and the Kraken were listening to phone calls about defenseman Carson Soucy and Will Borgen. None of those rumors turned out to be true. Francis said, quote, "It's an interesting time of the year. There were a lot of rumors that were coming our way. I never comment on whether they're true or not, but let's just say there was a lot there and more than a few not accurate. Let's just put it that way. I don't really comment on what's out there in regard to rumors," end quote. While the Kraken didn't make a big splash this week, it was the right way to go for the long run. By not selling away any assets for a rental player, they maintained the building path they're on. The upcoming 2023 NHL draft is set up to be one of the deepest drafts in memory, and Francis has 10 picks, including 4 in the first 61 selections. He'll be able to continue to stock the Kraken pipeline or use those picks for summer trades that could bring in more long-term players. Being in the position they're in, it would have been easy to go all in, but it would have come at a cost that the Kraken are just not in a place to afford while they're still building. Francis said, quote, "To add another piece, just to add a piece and overpay at this point, you factor in, is that really going to help you? Is it going to push the needle a lot or a little bit? Is it going to mess up your chemistry? Is it going to mess up what's happening with your team right now? And as I said, we like the group we have. We believe in the group we have. And we think that they've earned this opportunity, if through their body or to this point, and you know, complete faith in them," end quote. Of course, Francis is right. He also correctly pointed out that they did do things to make the team better. Last year's deadline set up the summer, and they got and are getting a full season out of Matty Beniers this year. Also picking up Tolvanen and making an early February trade to pick up Jacob Megna from San Jose to add defensive help. Andre Burakovsky was another summer pickup who was leading the team in points prior to getting hurt in February, and he too expects to return sometime fairly soon. Francis said, quote, "Berkey is training hard in the gym. I didn't get a chance to get down there, but I know he got on the ice. So that would be his first day back on the ice," end quote. It's hard to imagine they could have picked up a player of Burakovsky's skill level by trade. While it may not have been as fun or exciting for the fans, standing still this week may ultimately pay off for Francis and the Kraken. They still are in a playoff position and did not sell the future for the next couple of years. With the deadline coming past, the focus is now on points and wins in a final stretch march to the playoffs. That continues tonight at home against Anaheim. And that's it for today's Full Press Kraken. I'll be back tomorrow recapping the Anaheim game. I'm Rich Anselmo. Thank you very much for listening. Enjoy the game.